It's a sin and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Chukas, what a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'yel Aaron lemor. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron speaking, Zois chukas ha-Torah, asher tziva Hashem lemor, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yichu elecha parah aduma. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, this is the chok of the Torah, that I'm commanding you to speak to Klal Yisrael to take a parah aduma. Says Rashi, what does that mean, a chok? We learned about a chok when we were young. But what's a chok? Says Rashi right in the beginning, Pasuk Beis. The umos ha'olam mones and etz Yisrael, they say, ma mitzvah zos, what is this? Uma tam yeshba. What's the reason for it? And what do you tell them? Chuka. Gezer hi umefanai ein lecha rishus lahaher achreha. It's a decree from Hashem. You don't have the right to question it. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know this is found in the Gemara, in Yuma, Daf Yomi, Yedal Namin Aleph, and in Nida. This is what a chok is, and this is what we are taught. However, it's very problematic, because Rashi brings down later on, and Rashi brings down from Ramosha Hadarshan, also found later on, Pasuk Beis, when he talks more about the Parah Aduma. And he says, why Parah Aduma? Mashal leben Shivcha. This can be compared to a maidservant, son of a maidservant. Shatinov paltin shel melech. She keeps on messing up. She soils the palace of the king. Tab amrud. Tavoi mo. Let this mother come. Vitikane chatsoa. And let it get involved. Wipe away what this person did. So too. So too the Parah Aduma should come and make an atonement for the Chet HaEgel. And the obvious question is, question one, didn't you just tell me that a chok is we don't understand the reasoning? And now you're telling me that we do understand, because the chok of Parah Aduma, right? The whole idea of Parah Aduma is that you have someone that is Tamei impure. Either they touch something, or they are by a tummy mace, someone that was nifter, and now they become tummy, the viavos hatuma, they become tummy. So in order for you to become purified, you need to take the ashes, you need to get involved in the parah aduma. However, it's a paradox, because why? The tummy become tahor, and the tahor become tummy. But what's the reason of Parah Aduma? Is it a chok that we don't understand the reason? But according to the Ramosha Hadarshan, there seems to be a reason. Question one. Question two. We have the major Maisa. This is what everyone's going to be talking about. The major Maisa, Maisa Meriva, where we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu and the water. Major machlokes rishonim, how to understand this whole idea of the Maisa Meriva. And that we know that Rashi tells us that, let's go through the psukim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron, Ya'an lo emantem bi lakdisha in emine Yisrael lachin lo tabiu akal hazeh. This nation, they don't listen to me. But what happened before? Hashem says to Moshe, Perichof pasuk zayin. And Pasuk Ches, Kach et hamate v'hakel es ha'eda ata v'aron achicha v'dibartom el ha'sela. And you should speak to the rock, le'nehem, v'nosan meimav, and then the water should come out, v'hosiasa lehem mayim. And then you should take the water. So what happens? V'yikach Moshe et hamate v'fnei Hashem. He goes and he takes the mate from Hashem. And he says, listen, you rebels, listen up. And then Moshe, what does he do? He hits the rock, and water comes out. And the question is, what's the chait? We know Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael for this chait. What was this chait? What exactly happened here that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi comes along, and Rashi says an amazing thing. Rashi's found in Pasuk, in Perichof, Pasuk Yud Beis. Rashi says that Masela, just like this rock, She'ina medaber ve'ina shomeya, it doesn't speak or it doesn't hear. Ve'ina sarach leparnasan, doesn't need sustenance. Mekayim diboro shamakom, nevertheless it fulfills the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer anu, how much more so we should fulfill this word. So Rashi says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was punished was because he should have learned out a Kal v'chomer. He should have done Kiddush Hashem. He had the ability to do B'makadesh Hashem, to speak to the rock. And instead, what did he do? He hit the rock. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, Rashi, I don't get you. I don't get it. First of all, in Perichah Pasuk Yud, he said to them, Vayikal Moshe v'Aaron esakal vayomer lahem shimuna. He said, listen, rebels, listen up. I'm going to bring you. He spoke to them. So how can you tell me? He said, he spoke, and he said, I'm going to bring the water from the rock before he even hit it. And question two, says the Ramban, Nachmanides, I don't get it. He told Moshe Rabbeinu to take his stick. We know this stick has been with Moshe Rabbeinu the whole time. This stick has been there hitting around. So why would he tell him to take his stick? And lastly, asks the Ramban, what's the difference between hitting it, speaking to it, a rock producing water? They're all nisim. Then the Ramban brings the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Mor Nevuchim, in Shmona. Actually, it's found in Shmona Prokim, his Perish on Pirkei Avos, at the end of Perik Dalid. And the Rambam has a famous shita. What was the problem? What was the problem of Moshe and Aaron? Why were they both punished here? So says the Rambam. You know why? You know what the problem was? There was kas. There was anger. Comes along the Ramban again, and the Ramban says, first of all, I don't get it. It doesn't say anywhere that Aaron got angry. It seems that Moshe got angry, right? He said, Shimuna Hamarim, Minasel Azeh Notzim. It seems that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. Furthermore, don't you think Moshe Rabbeinu had the right to get angry? This nation, they're just not listening. They keep on saying, we should go back to Mitzrayim. And you don't do anything for us. What do you want from us? Shouldn't Moshe have the right to be angry? So question two. A long question. Question two. What is this machloikes? What are they fighting about? What's Rashi's opinion? What's the Ramban saying? What's the Rambam saying? Question three. There's a fascinating medrash. The medrash found in Yalkut Shimoni and Hukas. And it says, Vayichu Elecha Parah Aduma. Again, all these psukim are found in Perek Yutet, Pasuk Beis Tetet. And it goes through amazing. It says, Vayichu Elecha Parah Aduma. You should take a Parah Aduma. And it says, why Dafka? Why should it be red? Why should it be a red Parah Aduma? Because that's referring to Klal Yisrael. How do I know that? Because the Pasuk tells us in Echa, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zion, that it should be redder than rubles. And then it says it should be perfect. Also quoting a Pasuk from Shirat Shirim. And it goes through this whole history. It says on the Ol, it says, Asher lo aleh ala Ol, that there should be no yoke. And what does that refer to? That refers to the generation of Yirmiyahu, who refused to carry the yoke of Hashem's mitzvahs. And then he said, you should give it to Elazar. This refers to the Kohanim. It goes through the whole history. It's amazing. And the obvious question that we have to ask, why specifically Parah Aduma? why this whole drasha, again, every word, the Medrash, for example, when it says Tahor, when it's talking about Tahor, what does it refer to? It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how Hashem is Tahor. And when it says, when it's talking about the ash coming from, the, right, you need the ash, what's that referring to? The exile of Klal Yisrael. So many times, right, when it talks about the Seraph, Ace Erez Ve'ezos, or Shnei Tolas, it's talking about Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah that had to go into the Kibshan HaEsh. It's referring to all Klal Yisrael, all the history. Why specifically this Paraduma, this Medrash from Yalki Chimoni, why is it referring to the Jewish history? So again, three questions. Let's add the questions on our tongue. Al migamgim v'sicha, says the Gemara in Brachos, when someone says, no, al migamgim, don't be embarrassed. So again, question one, we learn about a chok. We always know about a chok, that we don't have the reasoning for it, but we see, right, the Pasuk even tells us in Koheles, Parag Zayin, Pasuk of Gimel, Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest person of the whole world, he says, Kol zeh nisisi b'chachma amarti ekmara v'hi rechoka mimani, and it's so distant from me. I don't understand it. I can't understand. I can't understand what is this paraduma. But at the same time, Rashi gives us a reason. Ma'isame merivo, he major machlokas, we've shown him. What is it about? Rashi says, it's Kiddush Hashem. Ramban disagrees, and the Rambam says it's anger. Which one is it? And lastly, this medrash about paraduma, going through all the psukim and saying all the different things. Yirmiyahu, all the different things going on. The Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, us being exiled. How Hashem is one. Well, why specifically the paraduma? So what's the yisoid? Right? Again, what's the yisoid? What's the foundation point that a person needs to take into his life? Again, all these societies come into one idea. Because we live in a big world. We live in a challenging world. And we all have ups and downs. No one should fool themselves. And no one should think it's perfect for anyone else. No one knows anything that's going on in anyone else's life. But we should realize that we need to get close to Hashem. And it says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Yilibi Tamim b'chukecha, my heart should be tamim, should be straight, should be complete b'chukecha. And the Medrash says that what is it referring to? The Medrash says one chok is Karban Pesach, as we learn in Shemos, Perek Yibayis Pasuk Gimel Zos Chukas HaPesach. And then we come to this week's parasha. Right in the beginnings, we just said Zos Chukas HaTorah, the idea of Paraduma. And it's two things that are opposite. Because on the one hand, we have the Leil HaSeder, the Pesach, where we get into, as we've spoken about, the give and the take of the family, the children, the family time. And we try to understand all the reasoning. And then on the other hand, we have Zos Chukas HaTorah, the idea that the Torah, the Paraduma, which we don't really fully understand. And you know where we see this from? We learn this from in Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was told that a whole nation is going to come out of him. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says, listen, you got to go take your son Yitzchak. And you're going to have to shecht him, and Avraham doesn't say anything. And then again, in Perek Chaf Beis, Hashem says, take him with the two people and take the whole thing, and Avraham doesn't say anything. And then finally Hashem says, don't sacrifice him. And Avraham says, I don't get it. And he starts questioning. So David HaMelech is grappling with this problem. On the one hand, are you supposed to understand the reasoning? Or on the other hand, are you not supposed to understand the reasoning? Where else do we see it? We see it throughout all of Chazal. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Peches, the famous Gemara about Naseh v'Nishma, the Malachim came down. And we know that we got all the special crowns. Naseh v'Nishma, we did something. We listen, Naseh v'nishma. We did it before even hearing. But again, it was Naseh, I'm going to do. V'nishma, I'm going to listen afterwards. So, how do we answer up the first question? Is there a reasoning for Paraduma? Is there not a reason for Paraduma? How is it related to Chayta Ego? So I heard a beautiful idea from Rav Asher Weiss, one of the Gedolim, in Yushalayim. And he says that if you look at the sin of Chayta Ego, again, different pshatim of what the sin was, but one of the major, definitely some of the Rishonim say this, Beis Halevi talks about this at length, that one of the problems was Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming down, and they didn't know what to do. So they went to their own reasoning, and since they went to their own reasoning, but they should have had obedience to Hashem. Look what Hashem has done for them, taking them out of Mitzrayim, making all the Nisim and the flows, telling them, I'm going to give you the Torah, I'm going to give you laws, you're my special nation, you'll be here forever. And since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, they didn't know what to do, and they took their own reasoning into hands, and they were lacking the obedience. And therefore, since they were lacking the obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what happened to them. So now you answer this question. Step one is that you realize that Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. And we don't always understand everything. Fortunately, we think we always do. And we think that we have all the svaras and we think we understand everything. But it's not true. Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. He runs everything. That's step one. Realize that. And we're not going to understand everything. If you think you're going to understand everything, you're wrong. But after a person accepts that and brings it, and it's hard, and he brings it into his life and makes it real, then, only then, could you start understanding and try to understand. Tameh HaMitzvos. We don't fully understand the mitzvos, but then Tameh HaMitzvos, the taste of the mitzvos. So it's hard. Which one do you... But again, starting point is that it's a chog, zos chukos ha-toyro, that we don't fully understand. So then, we can apply this right to Maisa Meriva. It fits in beautifully. What could Rashi... Ramban takes on Rashi. It's beautiful. They show him. They fight it out. You know, we were talking about last week about Chavrusis. Right, the Rishonim foot it out. What's Pshat? What's Pshat with this? What's Pshat with that? What could Rashi respond? What could he respond to the Ramban? So perhaps maybe Rashi could say, you know what? You know why Moshe was punished? You know what his mistake was? Again, the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama and Daf Nun, these Sadiqim, Moshe, the Aaron, led Klal Yisroel. We don't fully understand it. We can't grab it. We can't fully understand it. But tzaddikim are judged bechut hatzahara, the little details. They are judged with everything. So what would Rashi respond? You know why Moshe was punished? Because he didn't have total obedience to Hashem at this point. Hashem said one thing. Hashem said to him, talk to the rock. And Moshe Rabbeinu took his own reasoning into his hand, and he was taking the stick and hit the rock. He should have just listened, just like a rock. It's mephorish. It's the diuk in the Rashi. That what? Mekayim diburu shamakom. He was mekayim the words of Hashem. Because whatever Hashem says, you have to listen. What about the Rambam? So I always love telling stories. It's getting late. Getting very late. But I'll tell you a story. I don't have a car. Anyone listening to my shirt knows that. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they turn it off before. So I was it's always happening. But I'm always running. Listen, the worst feeling, anyone has a car, doesn't know what I'm talking about, and they think they do, they don't. And when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you know, taxis, there's buses in Yerushalayim. Sometimes taxis are expensive, so you want to get that bus, especially if you have a chochi, you could buy a monthly bus pass. So I saw the bus. I knew I was going to get the bus. Running as fast as I could to get that bus. Running. Again, if you miss that bus, you have to wait 20 minutes. Running. I think the bus driver saw me, or in my mind he saw me. I feel like I'm Rocky Balboa. Anyone knows Rocky? We just spoke about the last Shabbos in Yeshiva. I said Rocky, and I said from 1980s. And someone said, no, 1978. Everyone's holding you Rocky Balboa. I felt like I was Rocky Balboa. gonna make that bus. And I was there, and the bus driver saw me clearly. And he closes the door, and I'm just like, please let me. He looks at me, glares me in the eyes, and just goes. And I was a little angry. I'll tell you, I was a little angry. I'm not gonna lie. Missed the bus. It's such a bad feeling to miss something by a second. Told my father-in-law this idea that I always go quickly whenever I have to make a bus. Because it's such a good feeling to make that bus by saying, he told me he does that sometimes by the subway. Right? Because again, if you're in public transportation, you can't, you're relying on something else. So you gotta go as fast as you can. And I was angry. But anger is not a good thing. Again, we all get frustrated from different things. And sometimes things don't go our way. But if a person controls his anger, the Rambam writes that you should always go middle path. The only thing you shouldn't go middle path is anger. And gaiva. Why is that? Because when a person gets angry, because it shows that I'm in control, I'm frustrated. But again, we get frustrated. We shouldn't take our feelings away. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, you can have outside anger. Sometimes you have to be tough. Someone's doing something wrong, and you have to be tough. You can't let everyone just get away with everything. But there needs to be this idea that I can't get angry inside. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe Pshat in the Rambam is that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. But again, similar to that Gemara in Baba Kama, Kutat Sara. You can't get angry. You gotta. They were judged Bechutat Sara. For us, what could we do? We get angry. We get angry all the time. You know, I told some of my students, you know, you deal with roommates and you deal with different things, different relationships. One time a day, something doesn't go your way. Just take a step back and say, oh, Hashem, it's okay. It's okay. And lastly, what's this Medrash? The Medrash dealing with why Paraduma, and now it fits in beautifully. Because Klal Yisrael doesn't make sense. We're a nation that doesn't make sense. The ups, the downs, the pogroms, the Holocaust, so many things. It doesn't make sense that we're around. Rav Yaakov Emden writes that we're like a single sheep among 70 wolves. It doesn't make sense that we're still around. Yechezkel tells us, right, in Yechezkel, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Vav, V'damayin Chayi, in your blood you shall live. Avraham, but Afar ve'efer, he says, I'm nothing. Tosfos says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, dust will never, will always be in this world. Zois chukas ha-Torah. Step one is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He loves us. We don't always understand everything he does. We never will. But after we accept that upon ourselves, so then we could start understanding, we could try to understand in our limited minds. I think we answered up all the questions. Yeah, Avada, Zos Kukas HaTorah. We try to understand, we take the idea that we're obedient to Hashem. Hashem runs the show. And then we try to understand the reasoning. The Chetah Ego was they took their reasoning into themselves. That's why the comparison, Parah Aduma. Maisa Meim Riva, Rashi will say, because just like the rock has to be obedient, so too we have to be obedient to the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Rambam, who's talking about anger. Anger is something we all could work on when things don't go our way. And when you control yourself, you're showing your obedience to Hashem, that He runs the world. And the Jewish nation, we could see throughout history that we're Zois Chukas HaTorah. It doesn't make sense that we're still here. This small little nation, less than 1% in the world, and everyone, the anti-Semitism so high, because that shows us that we are the chosen nation, that Hashem gave us the Torah. He gave us a special relationship with Him. As Hashem, we need to pass it on, this idea, to the next generations. Right? It's my parents' anniversary. Ah, give them a shout out, my parents. And they pass on this idea, my in-laws, this idea of Zois Chukas HaTorah, and that's a job of anyone in this world, any Jew, to accept upon themselves Zois Chukas HaTorah, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in your life in a very real way, and He wants to have that relationship with you. But as the Kusker says, Your job is just let him come in. It's up to you. Let him come into your life. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, and keep on growing with Hashem.